Pubs continue to feel the pinch from the cost of living crisis. A dangerous cocktail of higher energy bills, increased costs, and customers with less disposable income is proving difficult to swallow for pubs across Calderdale. More than 150 pubs closed for good in England and Wales during the first 3 months of this year as the cost of living crisis continues to bite. A rise in alcohol tax was announced earlier this month that will see tax on all alcohol based on its strength, rather than the previous categories of wine, beer, spirits and ciders. The duty on draft pints across the UK was cut by 11p in an attempt to boost pubs. The government hopes these measures will help the ailing pub industry, but those within the sector say they need more support than that. Simon James, general manager of Miller's Bar in Brighouse, said, "It continues to be tough out there in the world of pubs and hospitality, with the cost of living crisis and inflated energy bills having a major knock-on effect. That said, we are working really hard as a team from front of house to kitchen to keep Miller's doing what it does best, creating a great atmosphere with service, food and drink to match. It's hard, but they are rising to the challenge." The new higher tax on stronger alcohol won't massively affect us because we don't trade on high-strength beverages. We focus more on variety and quality. What the pub trade really needs is more direct, impactful support from the government rather than extra costs. Matathani Navongzi, better known to regulars as Gig, runs the Golden Lion pub in Todmorden and the Cross Inn at Heptonstall. "A few customers have mentioned about the alcohol tax," she said. "I think it's a good thing to not promote the strong drink, as people won't get too drunk and harm their health. I always deny serving someone who's already drunk, because they'll create a not very nice atmosphere around. But for me, it doesn't matter about the change, because at the Golden Lion, I don't think people just want to come in to get the most strong drinks and the cheapest price. I think people come to enjoy and relax in the atmosphere. In the past few months, we've sold quite a large amount and selection of non-alcoholic drinks. For me, that's great. You can still socialise without using alcohol."